producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this 18th day of September 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we have Robert David Steele joining us coming up in the third hour today. And he is a former Marine CIA case officer, U.S. spy, hacker, CEO of Open Source Solutions Network. It comes highly recommended by Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer. And he also writes articles for The Guardian, you name it. He'll be joining us to talk about the total rollout of the Panopticon Big Brother system that's already in place, but as they just throw it out there and what it means. We'll also look at Benghazi, false flags, all of it. So he's going to be joining us, and backed by popular demand, we're going to talk about detoxing more and cover the medical news with Dr. Edward Group coming up in the second hour today. Incredible thunderstorms rolled through last night, so intense and loud that I hardly slept. I mean, usually I sleep like a baby, but it was just boom, boom, boom every 5 minutes. It was doing it at midnight. It was doing it at 5 a.m. It was just going and going and going. That's like my week of no sleep. But I kind of feel good. It's weird. I haven't had any sleep for some reason, whether it's too much Urimata tea or coffee or staying up late for whatever reason. Just after I've done it for a couple of days, it starts kind of feeling good. I've only had one cup of coffee today. Maybe I should have another one. But it makes me relax a little bit, so I'm not over revving the engine and doing my regular perseveration. So, big broadcast lined up for you today, and it is the best of times, it is the worst of times. There's a lot of opportunities for liberty. Never before has there been such a new golden era forming of human communication. But you've got the accelerated dumbing down on one side, while you have the accelerated awakening on the other, and I just want to stay on the side of the accelerated awakening and all the interesting things that are happening and the marvels that we're seeing unfold, because the more tyranny the system puts in place, the more their approval rating drops, the more people in the system wake up and realize it all really is a fraud. And the more people realize that the criminal justice system at the federal level is completely a hoax. The parallel construction, staged, rigged judges, rigged everything. People realize the government's out there setting up libertarians and conservatives. They realize that there is a fifth column within the libertarian conservative movement, basically FBI agents and others that are batting for the other team, the collectivists, the takeover. There are a lot of good people, though, in different government agencies, in the FBI, you name it, because I've met them and know some of them. It's a battle in each and every heart and soul and mind, and none of us are perfect. But what matters is you got to care about the little guy. You got to care about justice. You got to care about wanting to build others up and wanting to have a better world. Don't be a hater. Haters are just soulless, borderline personality disorders, narcissists, sociopaths, psychopaths, and this sick plastic culture is manufacturing them. The numbers in every metric are just going up and up and up, whereas maybe you had one psychopath out of a couple hundred people. Now it's one out of maybe 50. In the past, you might have had maybe one sociopath out of 30 or so. Now it's maybe 2 out of 10. They're just robots. They're not even real. And I feel so sorry for them because they're so dead inside. They're always putting off a facsimile of why they're doing something for a moral reason for those they're they're trying to advertise for, but they're like lantern fish, angler fish, not very pretty souls. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower. Or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a red-blooded transmission. I love life. I love the gusto of a good fight. I love liberty. I absolutely hate tyranny. Groups of gangs and thugs out ravaging the societal countryside, and I am here to try to wake the country folks up to get their pitchforks and to culturally storm the castle and return the kingdom of humanity, return this republic to something that looks a little bit more like a free country and not a nightmare 2.0 1984. I've told everybody the last few months my spider sense has been off the chart for this country and this world, because the narrative is wearing paper thin now, like Bible pages, on how our government, criminal elements of it, are publicly funding Al-Qaeda known as ISIS. And we played that clip yesterday twice, but I watched it again last night. But I couldn't sleep when the thunderstorms, like the end of the world or something, were so intense here for like 6-7 hours straight. I got up at like 3 a.m, stumbled down to the computer. And I went back and I watched the hearing from Tuesday with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dempsey. I watched a lot of his testimony, so I know his body language. I have a lot more respect for him after I learned that he went to Obama 15 months ago and they're about to strike the Syrian military for no reason so that Al-Qaeda could take over. Our military said we're not going to do it. Dempsey came and said, you know, this just cannot happen. That even came out in the press later. But they're back now. They've rebranded it. Okay, we have to put troops in on the ground and bomb things, as Dempsey said in the hearing yesterday, to remove the bad rebels that are 90%+. And Schaefer, Colonel Schaefer, was saying that last week. It's now in the news. They're saying 80%+. And they just blew up last week the entire rebel leadership that wasn't wanting to blow up every church they found. Even the supposed non-radical Wahhabists are just absolutely bloodthirsty out of their minds, clearly. I mean, it's not propaganda to say these people are literally out of their minds. It's like they're on PCP without taking it all the time. Just a scourge. And criminal elements that run our government, that want to take our liberties, are funding them. And General Dempsey, can we find that again and play that? Thank you. They already had it ready. They never know where I'm going next. I would have all this news to cover, and I just went off in this direction because if you know what you're seeing there, if you watch enough of these armed services committees in the Senate, Lindsey Graham, the chicken hawk, is up there, Mr. Amnesty. Mr. says he's for guns, but then votes against them. He's up there, and he's saying, well, there's really no evidence that there's anybody helping ISIS, any of our allies. And he's, well, yeah, no, some of our allies are harming them. He's like, wait a minute, let's not, get on them here. I mean, they just made a mistake. And Dempsey is just looking at him like, you are the biggest liar on the planet. Because it is just a total joke. 90% or more of the military knows the whole battle plan because they know how the military operates. They know the players. They study it. Even if they're a private that's only been in a year, they know the players. And Dempsey knows, whether he's a good guy or a bad guy, that this is crazy. This is like a headline today, Infowars.com from Gateway Pundit. Actual headline, global warming likely to cause colder and snowier winters, scientists say. You just can't make this stuff up. And that's from AOL. I mean, it's just, that's 2 + 2 = 5. It is just, it is absolute premeditated bull. They said in the 60s and 70s it was an ice age, so we had to tax carbon and stuff and have global government. Then they said it was global warming. Now it's just change, period. Folks, the planet's always changing. And it's not that we don't have real environmental issues. It's that they just want to hijack it to run society and exempt themselves from all the regulations they put us under, and then it's called feudalism. It's called serfdom. It's called game over. The government is illegitimate. It's exempt. The Fourth Amendment, it just spies on everything, creates fake court cases. I mean, it's in AP and McClatchy and Reuters for 2 years and Wall Street Journal that I told you 15 years ago. Because I was told this by federal agents who were retiring. And one of them was high level, and he said, you'd have to be a criminal now to join this and be part of it. And he said, I just hope I can make enough money in retirement as a consultant to get out of here. That's an exact quote. To get out of here. One of my dad's friends. To get out of here. Well, guess what? That was 20 years ago, folks, or longer. Most of them got out of there at the high levels, and it is just packed with sociopathic criminals that will do anything and love hurting good people and love being able to carry out psychopathic operations and not get in any trouble for it. It's just a wonderland And there's still a lot of good people at the local level, even at the federal, but they're not running things anymore. The bad guys are in charge. But they got arrogant, like criminals always do. They got arrogant. So they get up on television and they tell the world that we've got to bomb the rebels to stop ISIS when the rebels are ISIS. They tell you 2 + 2 = 5. I know I harp on that. It's just that it is the attempted overthrow of reality. It is a war on reality, a war on decency. Man, they'll catch an old guy out on the back 40 driving down the roads, had two beers, and they'll charge him, you know, $10,000-$15,000 on the DWI and put him through that. Or they'll catch some teenager, you know, with some drugs that some government person sold them down the chain, and they'll throw them in jail for years and ruin their life, and they'll never be able to get a good job. But it's okay. The government publicly ships in the majority of the narcotics, and everyone knows it. I've never talked to one cop didn't know that since the 30s, the narcotics are brought in by government syndicates for private interest and laundered by the same banks that run the country today. And all I'm doing is sitting here watching this country sink. People say, what, are you for the drug culture? Absolutely not. But putting money in it and making it secret and making it dirty only increases the amount of money and only increases the amount of people that are going to use it. All the studies show that. And they've wrecked this country. There's more drug use now than ever. America uses more drugs than anybody in the world. Anybody. More alcohol. We beat the Russians now in guzzling. And Austin and New Orleans are the two drunkest cities of the drunkest country. We are a modern Rome sinking. And I don't want to sink. I don't want to see this happen. I don't want to be folded into a North American Union. I don't want to just live in a giant fishbowl where everything's got government systems hooked into it so they can frame anybody they want with all of these systems that take over your phones and your computers, ubiquitous everywhere. I've already had. As soon as we went to the NSA, and it doesn't intimidate me, it freaks me out, we sent our crew to the NSA, Weldon and others, Anthony Gucciardi, all the phones got taken over. Mine got taken over that next day, and they were typing stuff and sending emails. And I took it into Apple, and into AT&T, and they go, yeah, your phone's been taken over. It was just adding contacts and changing names, shooting stuff everywhere. I live this, ladies and gentlemen. I go through this, where the hacked phone number calls you, and it's not telemarketers. It's I'm not freaked out by that. It's not scary that somebody's calling up breathing on the phone or threatening me. It's scary that they've got so much scum that won't just get out, you know, in the street with me if they want to attack me. They will sit there and creep around in the darkness with a big, giant, rotting, evil government, having no idea that what they do will come back on their children, guaranteed. Guaranteed, everything you do comes back on your kids and your family. Everything. Even laziness, just everything comes back. And I'm not on some high horse here. I'm just really worried about a country where pure evil runs things. And in the name of diversity, in the name of racial equality, they promote racial division. In the name of stopping drugs, they ship in the drugs. In the name of stopping terrorism, they create it and promote it and open the door for it. And all they do is attack men and families and then attack women's biology and just add chemicals to the food and water and estrogen mimickers and all of it. And it goes on and on and on and on and on, attacking in this globalist offensive of crazy technocratic scientists, playing God, absolutely carrying out their craft of corruption. Trampled and being trampled upon. America is going over the edge. Newt Gingrich is in the news today, warning the Republicans that they'd better come out and sound revolutionary, or the whole country's going to disintegrate. That's Newt Gingrich. It's called For World Government. Three books I've read that he wrote the forewords to. That's the guy that said soon the whole population will be microchipped in the 80s. And that's his goal. And that is an avowed world government promoter. But he fills the place of a conservative so people think, oh, there's opposition to people that call themselves liberals.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For all our loyal listeners, Galvin Soap Company is proud to offer a month-long Labor Day sale. Get the Superstar 1200 Collection, 65 pounds of bars, laundry, dish soap, and shampoo. Ship freight-free to the Lower 48 at 5starsoap.com. Or enter to win the same Superstar 1200 Collection at GCNLive.com. The Superstar 1200 Collection is estimated to last up to 2 years and save up to $1,000. Sale and contest ends September 30th. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're just talking about reality. If you've studied history, this repeats itself over and over again. And they sit up there in the controlled media talking to you like your children. There's no global government. There's no secret elites meeting. There's no Bilderberg. There's no Council on Foreign Relations. 20 years ago, they said there is no CFR. He's crazy. He thinks there's a CFR. He's crazy. He thinks the Federal Reserve isn't federal. Now, everybody knows it's private. Literally, over 90% in polls. and want it audited, over 90%. Look it up. By the way, Ron Paul's bill, he's not in House, but it's his bill he wrote. He's retired. House approves Ron Paul's audit the Fed bill. Bill approved, 333-92. When he first introduced that, like in 1996, he'd get one vote, his. Wow, look at that, 333-92. See, they'll block it in the Senate, but for how long? See, because they audit you, the IRS audits you, and you know the same year the Federal Reserve took over, we got the IRS. And that money goes to them, and it goes so they can selectively enforce the code and shut down their competition, and they do. Because we act like a nation of chumps that believe in the system. Well, this system is in America. It's been replaced pretty much, and now they're getting rid of what was left. And the country will collapse into a third world slum. And the globalists want it that way. They'll live in their armored citadels in their capital districts under Agenda 21. That's not from Hunger Games. I'm not quoting Hunger Games. That's in the biological diversity assessments, the megapolis plans. We've played the newscast, all of it. I mean, this is what they're going to do, okay? And they're not building some utopia so we can all play patty cake. They're putting in a high-tech grid to take control of the West, to then de-evolve it. But when you look at the third world, the old world, they will put you to the sword. They will bring in their rebels, they'll bring in their troops, and they will have the UN sit on the road to make sure you can't escape in Rwanda, and they'll send in the main group to kill every Christian they find. And the UN ran that massacre. They didn't screw up or stand down. They ran it. They killed a lot of the people. And an African wasn't even worth a bullet to them. They did it with machetes. And see, they don't want you to know this is going on. Because as soon as they can get control here, all the stuff they do overseas, they want to do that here. And they see, they want your guns. They can't stand it. Bloomberg with all his bodyguards, up to 15 of them, and Michael Moore with all his bodyguards, they can't stand the fact that they've taken your jobs, your industry, your country, your kids, your husband, your wife. They've taken your health in many cases. They've taken everything. And they know you're still clinging to Christ and clinging to self-defense. And the right that, by God, you still got guns when they took them from everybody else. This is a symbol of defiance. But they did take your church because they turned it into 501c3 and sent in preachers that are really government operatives. And they're hopping mad, folks. And I'm telling you, most of these big preachers are actually working for the federal government, for the FBI, and their clergy response team, and InfraGuard. Just look it up. They're hopping mad that they want to have their conversion and their takeover, and we're here telling you. But here's the good news. I don't want to be the only game in town. The signal's been sent. It's been transmitted. People know the combo to the safe. They know the game. They know the tricks. They know how it works. We have decompartmentalized, and that's our real power. And we're imitated by all the other talk show hosts who now are competing with each other, who can put out the most reality and not get in trouble, while I'm vanguarding ahead with my crew, going over the top, telling the truth, to pave the way for all the cowards. Because most people that serve the system aren't truly evil. They're scared to death. Most successful people have sense. They have understanding. They have discernment. They have a sixth sense, and they can feel the evil. And they've made the decision to serve it. Man, that is scary. I would be scared to serve the evil or to run from it. My biggest problem is I want to run at it even harder, and I know that's not the smartest game. When we come back, we got a special report integrating popular culture, promoting mass die-offs and mass culling, 12 Monkeys and others, that Rob Dew and Darren McBreen put together and did an excellent job. And then we're going to get to a lot more, but I never played that Dempsey clip that I mentioned, so let's go ahead and go out to break with it. Here it is.
So our national defense, in terms of stopping ISIL from killing thousands or millions of Americans if they get the capability, really comes down to whether or not we can convince the Arab world to go in there and defeat these guys.
It really comes down to building a coalition so that what the Arab Muslim world sees.
We're going to come back with the rest of it.
Rejecting.
We're going to come back. Stay with us. And then we'll get into all these other reports. But I mentioned that earlier. I want to play it. He admits it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
At the top of the season, when love runs high.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live. Let me finish the clip. I know I've already played it multiple times yesterday, but it's so important. For the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff there, admitting what's already been admitted by other generals, that the Arab countries, our allies, Saudi Arabia and others, are arming Al-Qaeda. But that's a fallback position, because our government is arming the Arab countries that are arming Al-Qaeda, but also directly doing it. And that's what Benghazi was all about. So it's just hiding in plain view. And if you're a radio listener, you can't see the body language of Dempsey. But it's so rich as they start basically arguing and saying, "Oh, come on, they just messed up. They didn't know. They didn't understand." It's the narrative wearing thin. Then I'll get to the Ebola report. So here's Dempsey.
So our national defense, in terms of stopping ISIL from killing thousands or millions of Americans if they get the capability, really comes down to whether or not we can convince the Arab world to go in there and defeat these guys.
It really comes down to building a coalition so that what the Arab Muslim world sees is them rejecting ISIS, not
they already reject
them.
ISIL. Do you know any major Arab ally that embraces ISIL?
I know major Arab allies who fund them.
Yeah, but did they embrace it? They fund them because the Free Syrian Army couldn't fight Assad. They were trying to beat Assad. I think they realized the folly of their ways. Let's don't taint the Mideast unfairly.
Oh, let's don't taint where 15 of the 19 hijackers supposedly came from. And that 28-page report, speaking of that, that's why I mentioned this today. Paul Watson put the article out yesterday. I've requested he do a report on this. He has. I want to thank Paul for his great work. Pound or hashtag declassify, colon, campaign to reveal the 28 censored pages of the 9/11 Commission report. And then when you pound declassify, or when you hashtag declassify, it then sends everybody to Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Congressman Walter Jones to introduce this legislation, Colonel Schaefer, and countless others exposing what's really in the 28 pages. And that's that our government stood down, bare minimum. Ron Paul has now come out and said, yeah, okay, 9/11 troop was pretty much right. There was at least a stand down. And Saudi Arabia was quarterbacking things, just like they're quarterbacking ISIS right now. And then why the federal government just loves it. The FBI doesn't have to go out and, you know, manufacture any deaths. But then, you know, find some mentally ill people to blow something up, or maybe the patsy speaks out and it gets embarrassing, so they kill them and dump them in Town Lake. I mean, they don't have to do that anymore. Because they can have real terrorist attackers. And everybody gets a big paycheck and gets to go watch Jack Bauer on the new season of 24 or whatever new show they'll have, or where we learn to torture, we learn to do all these bad things because we're the good guys. It's not that we like to torture. It's not that we like to do all these bad things. No, no. We're the heroes. That's right. Totally sick. And is that a world you want to raise your children in? Where there's just, the government does whatever it wants. I got a name for it. It's called nightmare. It's called hell. It's called a living, breathing, stinking mega hell. A total hell. And that's what we're entering. That's where we're going. We have to recognize it. We're not being negative here. We're breaking down what we as a society really face, where this journey is going, and all these cowards and all these children, adults that never had good mothers or fathers, who are arrested development, who are children, they see the state as their father, the state as their mother, and empowerment through the collective estate. Whether it's the controlled leftist or the controlled right, through authoritarianism, that's how they expand their empires of control freak behavior. And it's a society run by these people. Narcissistic, self-important, mentally ill monsters whose whole lives are based on betrayal. Whose whole world is based on deception. That's not a world at all. That's hell. They're building hell on earth. They're working for hell. When Obama says, forward, lean forward, an actual Stalinist, Leninist, even predates that, Marxist, with people in jumbo jets and red carpets at Hollywood events who are tax-exempt and just roll around in giant buckets of fiat money, lecturing us with weird Karl Marx stuff about how our kids don't belong to us. Because, see, that's for us. We're going to live in a shack and eat GMO and die when we're 45. They're going to get all the life extensions, just fly around up there laughing at us. And if we try to get together, well, they'll just send in some agent provocateurs to get a race war going, or just stir everybody up and balkanize us, or send in some other COINTELPRO or cognitive infiltrators, who they now announce, oh, the CIA is going to operate domestically with cognitive infiltrators in 2014. Oh, great. Isn't it wonderful? it's not for Al-Qaeda. It's for you. You don't like Agenda 21. You found out it's real. You got the documents. You learned the zoning commission is getting flown off to New York and paid off to be part of this. You learned they're going to take over your whole town. Why, we'll just send in some FBI informants. That's another name for people that set people up and harass them and engage in criminal activity up against a bunch of old farmers. That's what's happening now. They send in these young bucks out of the universities that are little agents, little secret police, and they march out and go harass Tea Party events and go and mess with everybody. I mean, that's where we're going in this country. Meanwhile, there is Ebola that appears to be becoming more and more resistant to being able to live in the air, at least a little while, and it's spreading all over the place. And a lot of top virologists, again, estimate 5 million will die. I'm not saying that. That's in the major German newspapers like Bild. Not tabloids. And Obama's sending troops in to, quote, fight it who aren't trained, and General Boykin's gone public in WorldNet Daily and said it's horrible. They would never do that in the past. See, I'm no military man, but I've read the news over the years religiously, and I know that that's missions they wouldn't do in the past because they know that it'll just spread it and then bring people back with it, and it really doesn't even do any good. But it doesn't matter. They're doing it anyways, and they're going to bring people back here. See, they don't do things the way they did in the past. It's a recklessness. It's a wildness of an elite that's above the law, unaccountable, gets away with anything they want. In China, melamine got in the baby formula, and they executed a bunch of the executives, not defending their system. I'm just saying, here, the executives owned the media. They just had USA Today come out and say, well, the FDA came out and said, but they reported, hey, some melamine, not bad. It's just enough, you know, to cause kidney failure down the road. But, hell, the kid will be 30 when his kidneys fail. Won't know why. Hell, what's wrong with going on dialysis for a decade and then dying? I mean, come on. What's wrong with Bayer knowingly? NBC News, you can just type it in, Bayer blood scandal. Knowingly, in more than 14 countries, from the United States to Australia, from India to Canada, from France to Russia, sold factor VIII blood platelet in giant batches produced from blood from prisons, and they knew every single production of it. Giant vats of different blood types poured together had HIV and hepatitis in it, and they shipped it out. And it came out in the memos, and France was the only country to convict anybody, that the executives knew it and said, so what? Oh, man. Hey, so what? So what? People need some clotting agent, hemophiliacs. So what if you're a little kid and you're a hemophiliac and you take factor VIII and then you die, horrible, excruciating HIV and hepatitis? So what? Just kill them. And, hey, don't ever criticize that or you're anti-government, man. Just bend over it and take it from Bayer Pharmaceuticals. After all, they did such a great job in Nazi Germany, didn't they? And maybe one of you fruitcakes out there could send me an email about how good Hitler was. I'm going to throw up. What we're fighting, Hitler adopted from the nuts that run society. Oh, God, it makes me sick. It makes me so sick. How there's just all these cowards just going along with this as it gets worse and worse. We're going to tell you what's coming up when the nationalist leader urges Scots to grasp independence. Campaign borrowed heavily from Obama tactics. British pound at two-year high. Currency traders bet no. Voting begins. You know, I heard Lord Monckton on the other day when I had a guest host here, Rob Dew. And I got his point. I mean, he said we could have independence if we weren't under the EU, but the EU is just going to come in and take over Scotland anyways. And then you've got basically the Labour that's basically like the Democrats, and as bad as the Tories are, you know, this is just going to be like a communist wonderland. And that's kind of what will happen. You'll trade one boss for a new boss, like the WHO says, won't get fooled again. But, hey, if they want to vote independence, that's fine. They will then go through that process of being raked over the coals like anybody that joins the Euro. Basically, Scotland's just joining the Euro, even though England's already joined it to be gang-raped more. And I said there's pitfalls to this. I mean, I support it if they want to vote for it. Because you're just going to leave one system and go right back in the same system's arms another way. It's kind of like you're throwing a ball from your left and right hand. I don't know. It's a very sophisticated issue. It's bizarre. All right, let's go to this special report dovetailing real reality in 2014 with 12 Monkeys from 1999, put together by Rob Dew. Here it is.
Well, it sounds like the perfect script for a horror movie. A virus with no vaccine and no cure kills thousands of people.
5 billion people died in 1996 and 1997. Almost the entire population of the world. Only about 1% of us survived.
All reports of flu cases along the border, but officials are saying they aren't connected.
Surely there's very real and very convincing data that the planet cannot survive the excesses of the human race.
And I actually think the world will be much better when there's only 10 or 20% of us left. Dr. Eric Bianco.
But most frightening was the fact that in a crowd of over 1,000 prominent scientists, local newspapers reported that 95% of those in attendance gave Bianca sustained standing ovations every time he extolled the virtues of mass-culling microbes and man's destruction, and went on to laud the virtues of Ebola because it would kill 90% of the world population quickly.
The World Health Organization said on Tuesday the Ebola death toll jumped by almost 200 in a single day to at least 2,296 and is likely to be higher than that.
The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control confirmed Tuesday that West Africa is in a desperate situation, but that there is still hope that the outbreak can be reined in.
A top German virologist has caused shockwaves by asserting that it's too late to halt the spread of the Ebola virus.
In other news, the CDC is receiving reports of a possible flu outbreak in San Francisco.
If the symptoms were first detected in Philadelphia on December 27, 1996, that makes us know that
it was released in Philadelphia probably on December 13,
1996. And was seen sequentially after that in
San Francisco, New Orleans, Rio de Janeiro, Rome, Kinshasa, Karachi, Bangkok, then Peking.
Rome, Kinshasa, Karachi, Bangkok, Peking. Some trip you're taking, sir. Is this all in 1 week?
Business.
One of the two Americans infected with the Ebola virus has arrived in Atlanta from Africa for treatment.
The Massachusetts doctor arrived at the Nebraska Medical Center just before dawn this morning to be treated for Ebola.
And right now, his or her blood sample is on its way to the Centers for Disease Control.
The new ability to wage war is born from the blood of one of the victims.
There you see. Also invisible to the naked eye. It doesn't even have an odor.
Imagine a virus, the most terrifying virus you can, and then imagine that you and you alone have the cure.
Without specific drugs or a vaccine for Ebola, the only thing doctors can do for those suffering from this disease is treat their symptoms.
Ebola is not airborne. One will not likely catch the virus just by nearing someone who has it.
In 1989, Ebola made its way to the U.S. This new strain of Ebola had shown the potential to spread through the air.
They are now calling this a true pandemic. 5 years on,
still no cure.
No cure.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has given £31 million to help battle the Ebola epidemic in Africa. It is hoped it will also speed up the development of drugs and vaccines, as Ebola has killed more than half of its 4,300 victims.
First, we've got population. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
A preventative vaccine for the Ebola virus could be available as early as next year, as British pharma company GlaxoSmithKline.
So you want to balance the need to get a potentially effective vaccine to the people who need it in a way that you can get some meaningful information as to A, whether it does work or not, and whether it does harm.
A confidential GlaxoSmithKline document recently linked to the press exposed that within a 2-year period, a total of 36 infants died after receiving the 6-in-1 vaccine of Inferix Hexa.
Well, I'm going to have to get vaccinated.
Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero.
Attention. Due to the extremity of the simian flu crisis, all regular government functions have been suspended.
Hope everybody enjoys. This is undoubtedly a beta test, but Prince Philip said he wanted to come back reincarnated as a particularly deadly virus to exterminate 90% of the world population and contribute something, in his words. You can read that in the London Guardian, by the way. We covered it a few days ago, as you know. And they all say that they're just getting everybody ready. And the drones and robots and automated systems will help take out whoever's left who tries to fight back. See, I realize now that I'm just here literally as a stopgap measure. And so are you. If we don't stop it now, we're planting information warfare time bombs out there in the record, the mental record. The way the cloud works, they can expunge my voice worldwide, your voice very easily in the future, in just a matter of minutes. But still, the memory will live on in your mind and in written word. And so everybody just needs to understand that they are preparing, not this round, but down the road, airborne Ebola, mouse pox, and other things.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural, and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Capture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, listen to the engine the morning and this one will stop. Think about
have a normalcy bias in the Overton window. You don't know what those two terms are, and a new listener, write them down, look them up. We have a normalcy bias in the Overton window, where they had politically got us to where we will accept almost anything. Almost anything. And once they get a population to that point, it's Soviet Russia, it's Nazi Germany, squared with all this high-tech garbage. And so I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm trying to get people moving to not worry about this. To not worry about the system trying to crush us, but worrying about the larger program coming to fruition. You shouldn't worry about yourself individually being attacked when you're trying to expose the New World Order. You should worry about the fact that people have no chivalry or no even basic culture or basic morals or can't even really communicate to where it's just a bunch of people milling around mindlessly trying to feel like they've done something of value. And the only places you can have a male role model is in sports or as a government enforcer. And that'll all be gotten rid of once they've got the robots rolled out. And that's all stated. It's the end of humanity, ladies and gentlemen. It's the end of what we are as we know it, and it's being prepared. And I don't believe that this Ebola outbreak is that. It's a process of successive plagues that are going to get worse and worse as they pose as the saviors, driving us further under their black wings, where we can be safe as the third world dies, as Africa and Latin America dies, as Asia areas die, as areas of Europe die, and only the controlled citadels of social engineering are allowed to go forward. And it'll kind of be a wink, wink. Well, it was allowed to be released to save the Earth, but those of us within the dome cities are safe. That's where all this is going. That's why you see it in all the culture and all the movies for 50, 60, 70 years in the books, because H.G. Wells and others were exterminist, eugenicist, Fabian socialist on record. And they are preparing you for a societal memory to accept this and to accept your bad and accept laying down and accept rolling over. Everything they do is about making people cowardly. Can you imagine if they had cameras in school bathrooms 50 years ago? People, as our guest yesterday said, John McAfee, would burn the school down. You do it today, it's like, big deal. It's government. Let them. Briefly, as we end the show, prepare to get our guest on and go over some more of the news. Please remember, we are listener supported, and that means spreading the word about this broadcast, whether you listen on AM and FM, shortwave, internet, the free podcast, Infowars.com/show. You can find all the free podcasts, video feeds, audio feeds, all of it. They don't want you to hear this. The system pulls their hair out because it's not the season yet to just go ahead and wipe out the media. It's just audit them, demonize them, set them up, you know, run black ops, cognitive infiltration, COINTELPRO 2.0. That's the game plan publicly. See, because they need all the agents to feel like it's okay, so they put it in the newspaper. Oh, that they do all these criminal things. They normalize it. That's why it's important to become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber and realize, ladies and gentlemen, we literally are flying into the flat cloud here. This is not a game. You have to understand that. When they attack any media, when they attack independent media, when they attack truth tellers, they're attacking you. And so how do you fight back? You spread the word. You reach out to others. You get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. 11 people can use it. Download the films, watch the live show, see the nightly news, and so much more. PrisonPlanet.tv. Second hour straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.